The San Antonio-New Braunfels metropolitan area has two of the fastest-growing cities in the country, but the region's traditional public schools lost nearly 4,000 students between 2017 and 2019. That's according to a TPR analysis of enrollment changes over the past 10 years. TPR's Camille Phillips reports that the main reason for that loss is an exponential growth in publicly funded, privately run charter schools.
Charter networks in the San Antonio metro area gained nearly 11,000 students between 2017 and 2019. More than half of that growth came from IDEA public schools.
What are the key words in the question to tell me what I'm going to do? Tell me. Get ready.
How many more?
Yes, how many more?
Armando Vela and his second grade class are hard at work subtracting three-digit numbers, even though there are only 5 days left of school at IDEA Carver.
How many more tells me that I'm going to what? I'm going to subtract.
IDEA's flagship San Antonio campus on the east side opened 7 years ago. Its first class of seniors graduated this year with a 100% college acceptance rate. Regional Director Rolando Posada says IDEA's structure and high expectations aren't for everyone, but it's necessary to prepare kids for college.
The core values you'll see plastered all over the walls, whatever it takes, no excuses. This is the idea that if you work hard enough, you can accomplish your goals in life.
Posada says that same mission is what drives IDEA to expand so quickly. The charter network started out in poor neighborhoods near struggling schools in San Antonio's urban core.
Where there is perpetual underperformance, we show up and suddenly students are now back on a track to get to and through college.
Most of IDEA's schools received A's or B's on the state's accountability rating last year, but a couple earned the equivalent of a D or a C. With plans to grow from 24 to 37 schools in 3 years, a growing number of its campuses are located in suburban, working-class, and middle-class areas on San Antonio's north side. Joe and Samantha Cantu drive 80 minutes a day to take their 9-year-old son Lucas to IDEA Judson on the eastern edge of the Northeast School District. IDEA doesn't provide transportation.
What's important is that he's getting the best opportunity, and this is what we feel is giving him the best opportunity.
Samantha stays at home with her 4-month-old son, Cassiel. Joe works nights at a company that hosts computer backup servers. They're excited that Lucas already knows what he wants to study in college.
I want to have my major as robotics and then my minor as marine biology.
The Comtu started looking at charter schools when Lucas was 4 because the neighborhood public school where Lucas received speech therapy left them with a bad first impression. They felt like his speech was getting worse. And Samantha says she saw the front desk clerk let someone pick up a child from school without asking for ID.
I couldn't fathom risking my kid accidentally getting sent with someone else. So that's why I was like, nope, security's not good for me.
They chose IDEA when Lucas was in kindergarten and haven't looked back. Northern Bexar County school districts like Northeast, where Lucas's IDEA school is located, have historically been the districts of choice in San Antonio. Up until recently, that brought the districts a steady stream of growth. But a TPR analysis of enrollment data found that to no longer be the case. The addition of charter schools like IDEA, Great Hearts, and Basis have slowed that growth and, in some cases, reversed it. Northeast ISD has lost more than 2,000 students in the past 2 years. Northeast mom Cameron Vickery says that leaves neighborhood public schools like Oak Meadow Elementary feeling the pinch. A few years ago, about 40 students left Oak Meadow for Great Hearts, a charter network with a classical curriculum similar to some private Christian schools.
When all of those people left, there was a volunteer vacuum. That is when I came to the school. And as a new kindergarten mom, I was put on the PTA board because they pretty much had to create a new PTA board from scratch.
Vickery's neighborhood is full of ranch-style houses, a short walk or drive from the elementary school. Trimmed yards are sprinkled with white signs that say proudly rooted in NEISD. Vickery and a few other Oak Meadow parents started making the yard signs after hearing other parents say that nobody in the neighborhood goes to the traditional public school.
And we stopped and thought about it, and we were like, that's not true. Of course people go to that school. They just don't know those neighbors, right?
From there, Rooted grew into a nonprofit with a mission of spreading positive stories about district schools, both by word of mouth and on social media using the hashtag Rooted. Vickery says their goal is to encourage parents to consider their neighborhood school first instead of making it a last resort.
You know, make that your first stop, the first thing that you look into. And if it doesn't work for you for whatever reason, nobody's going to fault you for that. You have the right to do that, but we just want to make sure that people don't discount their public schools.
She also wants parents to consider what she calls the unintended side effects of choosing a charter school. Less money and volunteers for the traditional public school, and a tendency to choose a school where people look like you.
Our middle school that we're zoned for here is a Title I school, Jackson Middle School, and it's fabulous, right? But so many people start choosing their school path for elementary school based on trying to avoid Jackson Middle School.
Jackson Middle School is 80% Hispanic and 72% economically disadvantaged. San Antonio's Great Heart schools are less than 20% low income and almost 50% white. San Antonio charter school advocate Inga Cotton's children go to Great Hearts. She says school segregation has more to do with where people live than where they choose to send their kids to school.
I think it's important to recognize that even good schools can't serve all students, and that those students need a choice.
Her son is on the autism spectrum, and she says the structure and support he gets at Great Hearts is the only school program she's found that meets his needs.
We live in a district that has a B rating, which is pretty good, and one of the better districts in town. But there's only one campus that serves kindergarten, and my son was not well served there.
It's worth noting that both IDEA and Great Hearts have significantly lower rates of special education students than their closest traditional public school. Cotton recently received funding to create an app that parents can use to find charter schools. She says it's important to make sure everyone knows what their options are instead of relying on word of mouth or school marketing. It also has the potential to attract more families to charter schools while the Northeast School District is still trying to figure out how to keep its students. The rooted signs are a start. Vickery's daughters make a game of seeing how many they can count on their way home from school.
I have 5 counting our house and somebody else's that I just saw. I have 6 counting something.
Interim Superintendent Sean Micah says the district will start unrolling a plan to better compete in August, but he's not sharing the details just yet.
That would be like asking me to play poker while showing you my cards.
Micah says the competition is now part of education, and it's something school districts have to adapt to.
I've often said that Kodak had competition with digital camera. They created it, they did it, and then they went away. You know, our commitment here is to make sure that we continue remaining as relevant as we always have been.
San Antonio ISD has played host to charter schools for a longer time than Northeast and has a strategy that's starting to see results. Tomorrow, we'll take a closer look at SAISD's playbook to compete with charter schools. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.